Hey, what's going on, Clipper people? It is me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I'm trying not to be too positive, Chuck Mockler.
And we're a couple of best friends and Clipper credentialed media folks who bring you Locked On Clippers.
5 days a week. Drops 7 a.m.
That's right. It's out all day, though. Listen to it at any time. Anyways, we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. The Clippers have seized that number one spot in the West.
That's ours.
With a win over the Kings, 115-96. We're going to break down what we liked in that one as well as what we didn't like. Just overall how we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Thursday, which means Thirsty Thursday, which we just talk about what we want to see more of. So there's some stuff about Kawhi's commitment to defense, the future of Zoo, and just being in the bonus. So we're going to talk about what we want to see more of from this Clippers squad. And then in Shavings, which is just kind of where we wrap up everything else, Clippers got a terrible, the worst version of a matinee game. Thought it couldn't be worse. NBA found a way to make it worse. And there's another update on the Batum Battalion. So all that and more coming up right about now.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, so for the second time, the Clippers trounced the Kings. And for the second time in as many games, we held a team under 100 points.
Yeah.
Which was great. This is the team's fifth win in the row. We can just get into what we liked on this game. I mean, this was the Clippers' fifth game with at least 15 threes made in a row, which is the first time in team history, which is phenomenal. We shot 45% from deep in this game. But the story of this game, again, as it is with a lot of these games that we've been covering, which has been great, is Kawhi and Paul George are just playing like dual MVPs right now.
Yes.
This game was incredible. PG matched his career high in assists. He had 19 points, 7 boards, 12 assists, which was pretty insane. Kawhi, 32 points, 3 boards, 5 assists, and 6 steals.
The 6 steals... We're going to talk about more
Thursday,
but
it was a phenomenal performance.
Oh yeah, it was absolutely incredible. Yeah, I'm not dogging on it. The 12 assists is so impressive.
Kawhi almost borderline, I know the score was kind of big in this one.
Yeah.
Kawhi kind of borderline bailed us out in the first quarter of this game.
He had it was his like first quarter double digit break in, I don't know, in a while.
Yeah, for sure. It was great. Zubats looked great. 11 points, 12 boards off the bench. 4 or 5 from the field, 3 or 3 from the line. Really hope he can kind of capture this momentum.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he looked great. He was challenging at the rim. He was just taking advantage of his size, which Paul George talked about in the post-game conference. It's just something that Zoo needs to do more. He needs to realize that he's the tallest guy out there on the court at any given time. That was great to see. We stayed at the pace with the Kings. We actually beat them on the fast break, 22-9.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not a whole lot to really dislike from this one. We cleaned up on the glass well. Thank you, Zoo.
Yeah.
We out-rebounded them 48-39.
Killed the third quarter yet again.
The third quarter was like, insane.
Christina Pink said on the broadcast, she said something to the effect of Ty Lue and his staff have really mastered the art of halftime adjustments. And it was one of those weird that if you just notice some certain trends in the first half and maybe exploit them.
Yeah.
That things can go smoothly in the second half. Because we really picked it up in the second half.
Absolutely.
This was one of those games where I guess we can kind of get into what we didn't like a little bit.
I mean, sure.
It was a bit sloppy in the first half. We were winning in the first half. We were losing after the first quarter. But we were winning after the first half, and it kind of felt like we were winning, and this is, I don't mean this as disrespectful as it's going to sound, because we were playing the Kings. You know what I mean? And then the third quarter, it really kicked into, this is Clippers basketball really kind of clicking and doing what it does best.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and there was a lot of contributing factors. Like, everybody was a little bit cold from the floor to start things out, so I think that kind of leads to a little bit of forcing. We had 10 turnovers in that first half. I think we only ended the game with 16 total. So, it was not great. We had a lot of trouble stopping De'Aaron Fox.
Ooh, he is so damn good.
Yeah, he's so quick.
Jesus.
But yeah, it The turnovers kind of killed me. Just some of it just didn't look very crisp. I thought, especially Kawhi in that first half, he didn't seem all there.
He was sloppy, too. He had a couple weird turnovers in this game. He had one where the ball just like kind of fell out of his hand. And with Kawhi, you're like, how does that even happen?
Yeah, he had a couple weird ones where he just kind of dropped his dribble at some point.
Dribbled off his foot at one point.
Yeah, it was just kind of – it was uncharacteristic.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It was odd.
From what we've seen so far. So it got me a little nervous. I don't know. We were able to just tighten it up.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, there's those third quarters that hit, and you're just like, okay, I guess we're totally fine with it. Bit of a rough go for shot selection. Again, obviously, when the team doesn't look as good, it's when our shot selection gets a little wonky.
Yeah.
It's when we get a little, like, the turnaround jumpers, and you're like, okay, what's happening here? But again, we bounce back. It was kind of a rough go for Serge from the field.
Yeah.
Coming back.
He definitely looks like he's been, not on a break, but...
Sick. Looks like someone who's coming back from being sick.
Yeah.
Which makes total sense.
He was just one of six from the floor tonight. Still, you know, positively impacted the game.
Yeah. 6 of 6 from the line, which is huge.
Yeah, definitely. And then also Lou, first game back, he shot 25% from the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because I knew about the hip injury that I was just sort of superimposing it, but I felt like his mobility did seem a little bit different on the court, and they did do a great job though of working him in. He only had to play like 14 minutes in this one.
Yeah, good ramp up to what might be maybe a not more severe, because that sounds more severe than it actually is, injury that he had, right? Like, the Kings also did a good job of defending him. They forced him to the right. They didn't let him go left.
Yeah, definitely.
He hit that one, that first three, and I was like, oh, he's back. And then he looked a little, yeah. But no, I mean, all in all, it's we talked about it during the game, but the first half of this game, and kind of when Kawhi was really crushing it in the first quarter and no one else kind of was.
Yeah.
Last year we would see games where we would win because of ISO ball pretty much, and Kawhi and PG would go out there and kind of, in spite of everything around them, win the game for the Clippers. This is what I think the Ty Lue version of that is. And it looks a lot better because there's still good ball movement. There's still other guys getting involved to some extent. I mean, Luke Kennard went 4 for 6 today.
No, totally. I mean,
if this is kind of what the sloppiness looks like, it's sloppy for sure, but there's a process at least behind the sloppiness, as opposed to sloppiness out of frustration, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, the ball was just the ball was well distributed tonight offensively. I mean, you had four guys in double digits, but you had an additional three rostered guys, like, just on the cusp of double digits as well.
Yeah.
So like 7 people are around
good
that
call.
Mark. I mean, it's difficult to beat a team when they're firing top to bottom like that. So I've been curious, and this is something we'll have to monitor more as the season goes on, but
yeah,
how are we feeling about the fit for Luke Kennard so far? I thought that he looked pretty good.
It's like a call.
Offensively, I guess his role is just a little bit different than I had envisioned it.
I agree. I thought he'd guess they did have more of a focus on his distribution. He made some good passes tonight.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really know. I mean, it's
he had one assist.
Yeah. It looks good. I think it's still getting ironed out. The timeline with Lou's injury, I think, puts a wrench in it, because they're obviously maybe looking at stuff in 10-game increments, right? And then to the 3-guard lineup, they didn't like it. Ty Lue had been staggering Lou Will and Kennard more.
Yeah.
Which I think we all liked. But now that Lou Will's got to get back to, you know, 100%, I think it's still TBD. I'm not against it, obviously. He's infinitely better than Chamet.
Yes.
For what this team needs, but... You know, he's also still getting used. He's getting his legs under him.
Definitely. And I mean, the amount of shots he's putting up, he's confident shooting the ball. I don't have a problem with that. He wasn't, you know, he only shot like 33% from three tonight, but that's, you know, that's not a big deal. Shooters.
Yeah.
Ups and downs to be expected. I guess I just thought overall, his role would look a little bit different.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do have the wrench of Morris also being on the bench.
He commands a lot more than Batum would have
on
that lineup.
He's definitely like a more ball dominant guy, but I don't know. It's just something to watch, I guess.
Yeah, something to watch.
It's not even something that I don't like.
For sure.
It's just different
than thing.
What I thought it would be.
But hey, we got to be feeling pretty good overall. Clippers are rolling right now. Next two games are against OKC. Chance to put a nice little streak together, which would be fantastic. Go watch the Kawhi and PG highlights over and over. Also, Paul George had a bunch of dunks in this game. He's upset about people... for some reason thinking he wasn't able to dunk.
So in that last season with OKC, that MVP season, he threw down 52 dunks.
It's a lot.
In a season.
Yeah.
Want to take a stab at how many dunks he put down last year?
22.
15.
Well, he's probably going to break that this year.
Let's hope so.
Shout out to PG. Shout out to all of the Clippers. Coming up, we're going to be talking stuff we want to see on Thirsty Thursday. But first, we have to give a shout out to Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning like, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while a counterman orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to Rock Auto at home in your pocket. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On and their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Okay, so we're back with Thirsty Thursday, which is just where we talk about what we want to see more of. I think we're kicking this thing off on the same note, the same foot.
Yeah.
I think we both are thirsty to see Zoo kind of sustain the momentum that he had tonight against the Kings. He was back in that double-double territory, back in the high life again, if you will.
He absolutely was. And he, you know, we talked about a little bit, PG said in the post game that Zoo has to own being the biggest guy on the floor.
Yeah.
He also pointed out how young Zoo still is. Under 25, you know, backup center, that's not crazy. For a contending team, good trajectory to be on.
It is, yeah.
He's averaging 7-5 right now. Last season, he was at 8-7.5. I think he could be close to a double-double guy. On the bench, it might be harder.
You think it's harder on the bench?
I think a little bit, yeah. Serge is playing well. We got some five-out lineups. Just a little more, just time-wise, I think is really the issue.
Yeah, I guess it just depends. Yeah, it depends on the minutes distribution for sure.
But he looked so good in this game. He had a block that was authoritative. He had a very... kind of goofy looking dunk, but it was still effective.
Oh,
where
he dropped
the ball and then dunked it. That was great. But no, it was so nice to see Zoo have a good performance. What do you think he needs to do? Or is it just, you know, he said he wanted to sustain this kind of thing. Is there anything specifically he needs to work on? Or is it just kind of a mental thing with Zoo right now?
I think it's a mental thing for sure. I think it's also, he has had a big adjustment to this bench thing.
Oh, his career at the Clippers is kind of in a roller coaster.
Yeah, well, and not just on the bench. Like, it's just the personnel that surrounded him, especially before Morris's return. He just had to cover a lot of ground defensively. And I think, you know, you saw his rebounding numbers kind of dip. He definitely looked
off. The eye test wasn't really there.
Well, he kind of went back to looking like Lost Zoo, like kind of back to that, you know, that Warriors
Young
kind of
Zoo.
First round series.
Oof. That's tough.
Which not that bad because he has grown and he is better than that. But the same kind of like indecision on the floor.
Yeah.
And I think with the lineup stabilizing, I think that that's going to help. And you know. Like you said, his career has been a roller coaster, but I feel like the minutes are starting to get pretty evenly distributed during
Even when Ty's tinkering it out. It feels like he's still giving Zoo a good run, which I really like.
And he's getting some burn with some of the starters. So I think that's good. The big thing, honestly, is just he's got to stay out of foul trouble,
yeah.
And he's got to for sure. And he's got to be able to finish around the rim.
Yeah, which is all. That's just a thing with Zoo. I think that's one of his. You know, the year when he had the broken fingers, it mm-hmm. was like, well, he has broken fingers.
Yeah.
So this makes sense. Then they got healthy, and then they were looking good, and then it kind of went away. This is just going to be a thing that I think he's got to get a routine down or something like that.
It's just so inconsistent.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? That's what makes me think it's like it's an actual like thing for him. It's a knock. Every player has them,
and it's the same thing. I feel like sometimes with rebounding, like I feel like he's in a solid position, but it's just like a timing thing, or I'm not quite sure. But sometimes he's definitely the biggest dude there, and he's not coming away with the board.
Yeah, and you're just kind of wondering what's going on. He could learn from Pat Bev, dude. What if Zubats rebounded with 65% of the intensity that Pat Bev goes for offensive boards? It'd be unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. And now we're going to talk Kawhi's defense. So he had an absurd amount of steals against the Kings. And I guess this isn't even defense right now. It just feels like he's maybe at like 87% full Kawhi.
I think that's being pretty generous.
Oh, I don't know. He saw some nice bursts against the Kings. He did have a steal and then just destroyed them in the open court, which was great.
Yeah.
Like the offense is there for the most part. It's closer than the defense is right now, kind of like how the Clippers are.
Yeah, no, you know what? You're right. You're giving him the right amount of credit. I just
he's a B+ of Kawhi right now, which is a great player.
Yeah, yeah. The turnovers weren't great, but yeah, I mean, he did finish with 6 steals and 0 personal fouls, which is absurd.
It doesn't make any sense, dude. He has more career steals than personal fouls.
I guess the times I'm looking for him to have a little bit more effort, it's sometimes just still switching. And coming and like being the help defender on dribble penetration, there are just times where I feel like he could be moving faster than he is.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But you know, like
he's been so good, but it is hard to argue that there's some times where you're like, yeah, a little, you know,
and
more huss.
And maybe that's just the ebb and flow that it is with him, you know,
I think that's the nail on the head. I think that's just what you get with Kawhi.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously, it's really difficult for a full 72-game season to play 100%. To play 100% on both sides every single play. So, like, maybe that's just what it is, and we can expect, you know, better of the highlights than the lowlights.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. One thing I've been kind of annoyed by,
mm-hmm.
the Clippers, just because of the way the offense is designed, I'm thirsty for us to actually take advantage of being in the bonus.
So this has been
sometime.
This has been an interesting phenomenon. I feel
historically.
Like we
historically.
Yeah, I was gonna say historically, like it's not a new thing. But yeah, for some reason, we sometimes put the brakes on when we're in the bonus, and I'm not really understanding the logic unless we're really lighting it up from three.
Right. Right now the offense is kind of designed for this to not be able to be taken advantage of that quickly, or well, because we're shooting so many threes.
Yeah.
The shots are open, I guess, is what I should be saying. I know we're shooting kind of the same amount as last year, but like the efficiency is so crazy that looking for that shot makes sense.
Well, this is a little bit of the downside, right, of the positive distribution is you're not going to get superstar calls when the ball is whipping around and it's, you know, like one of your role players who's going to end up putting the shot or getting the drive. But I think the trade-off of that is that obviously they don't have to shoulder as heavy of a weight. Mm-hmm. And it's just way
during the regular season,
and it's just way more difficult for a defense to read.
Yeah, for sure. In the Kings game, we had 5 minutes of bonus time in the second quarter, and we ended with 6 free throw attempts that half. That's a little absurd. I hope we can get that figured out. I think we will too. Ty Lue's experience with much stuff, and then the last one. There's been like a lot of weird Jay Scrubb talk the past week and a half.
Some Scrub talk?
Yeah, like people on Twitter are like really excited about Jay Scrub. He's still in a walking boot. He's still like the timeline is still the same. It's not like it was just weird. It was just like a weird bubbling this week. But
what if they just get him a really big shoe?
He's like, I'm fine. He just has a great origin story for someone in his position. There's kind of like a weird, if he ends up being serviceable, it's a great story.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, crushed it in JUCO, gets drafted by a contender who knows he needs surgery and is totally fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, if he can just be a backup, even third string minutes, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, what do you, I mean, are you kidding? I feel like that's incredible.
Yeah. And if it goes wrong, it could be another why did we do this pick, but you know, what, that's also part of the hype, I guess. I'm excited to see what he can do in 2 months.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you think, I mean, he's most likely just going to be spending his time with G League.
I hope so. Yeah.
2 months until that boot comes off?
Yeah. I think he's got a rehab.
Yeah.
I hope it's fast, but safe. anything else you're thirsty for on this Thursday? Well, technically it's Wednesday.
Man, I'm satiated with the effort that we've been bringing.
For sure.
Like,
is that a medical term?
It's just something that we didn't see last year, and yeah. I'm still thirsty for more. And I
feel bad
here, but man, stacking up a couple more dubs on top of this little streak would feel pretty all right.
There's nothing wrong with just getting another dub. It's never the case with anything. Coming up, we're going to be talking a bit about some scheduling issues as well as an update on the Batum Battalion t-shirt situation. But first, Will, talk to me about online gambling.
Okay. So I know you all are ready for some football. Super Bowl is coming up.
Oh, oof. Yeah. Do people bet on the Super Bowl?
What's that?
Do people bet on the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is...
Yeah?
There's only one place that has you covered, and
where?
One place that we trust. It's betonline.ag. You can sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. Look, there's all sorts of crazy stuff going on in sports. The spreads are nuts. The Clippers have been just blowing
pretty
the
damn
doors
good,
off teams.
Yeah, except for one game.
So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Well, I mean, doors still got blown off that game. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
Okay. Welcome to Shavings.
Hey.
But we're starting to look. Some, I hate to use this term on this podcast because I think it's the first time we've used it.
What is it?
Some bullshit happened.
Oh,
the Clippers game against the Knicks on the 31st got moved to 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Huh.
What on earth is this? Is this even safe? I think it's happening in New York also.
Oh, it's got to be. Yeah, it's
but be. This sucks.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the Clippers are going to do. Are we just accepting?
Am I going to be awake for this game? No, I will be.
Are we just accepting this as a loss?
Yeah, is this going to be a lot? We're playing the Knicks. Yeah, because this is our New York trip. We go Nets, then the Knicks.
Seems like a bit of a scheduled loss.
I think we go Nets first, which is good. Try and get that dub, you know, then play the Knicks.
Yeah.
Let Austin Rivers do his thing. Still beat him by 12 or something like that. It's going to be so weird when the Clippers have their own stadium and we don't have brunch games anymore. Are you going to miss brunch games at all?
Absolutely not.
The food at Staples is real bad for the brunch games.
Look, I think breakfast buffets are mostly only okay.
They're bad. It's hard to do the eggs well.
Yeah, they get a little stinky. Anyways.
We can talk about it.
I'm not going to miss brunch games. I still just have terrible flashbacks to the Knicks as the second game on the brunch back-to-back last year that we will never, ever let go. So I'm nervous about this game now.
Okay, something absurd just happened on Twitter.
All right, what's going on?
Iggy Azalea tweeted out two pictures of herself on Twitter. She said, soaking in happiness and peace of mind. Why are we talking about this? Because Patrick Beverly retweeted it and said, she cold. Way to go, Pat Bev. Way to have a good time after a game, you know. You beat the Kings. You shoot.
Send out the glory to God. And
yeah.
Then, you know.
Got to hit two at her, you know. what better to do after 6 points, three boards, steal block, four fouls. Nothing wrong with that. Quick update on the Batum Battalion t-shirt free giveaway.
I don't know what it is.
Competition? There's no name for it.
Bonanza?
I think the Batum Battalion.
Bonanza.
Bonanza. Is there a word with clothes that starts with a B? Batum Battalion. We'll figure it out. We're going to announce the winner on Monday's episode.
Okay.
There's been a flurry of submissions. We might have to make a couple different t-shirts. I feel like, I'm going to be honest, I feel forced into a corner at this point with how good the designs have been.
Yeah, that's fair.
But also, just a quick reminder.
Send those in at Locked On Clips.
Send them in.
No Let's one go. Can, no one, Battalion.
No one can be mad at whatever we choose because they're all great. So that's another point. And yeah, if you know any LA-based screen printers, get at us. At Locked On Clips.
Yes, yeah.
Savings. I don't want to order it off like a weird website, you know, that like doesn't scan it well or something like that. Let's keep it in LA. Preferably a Clippers fan, but you know, we can adjust. Friday's episode, preview of the Thunder games, because we play them twice over this weekend, Friday and Sunday. A Love, Mary quarantine. Of course, whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland. Where can people listen to these podcasts? I host a podcast. I don't even know where to listen to the dang thing.
You can check us out on iTunes or the podcast app. We're also on Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on Deezer. You can even tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers. Definitely works. Do it at the crib all the time. If you haven't already, please subscribe. Really helps us out. If you feel so inclined, you can leave a rating or review on iTunes or the podcast app. We'll definitely read it on air. We'd love to know what you think. But yeah, we come at you Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Couldn't be more happy to do so.
It's been a great season so far. 5-game winning streak. Right into it. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.